This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A rare deadly attack in Iran. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
At least 24 people killed when unknown gunmen fired at a military parade in Iran's south, state television said. They aimed to stand where Iranian officials were watching an annual event to mark the start of Iran's 1980-88 war with Iraq. Parades were taking place across the country. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani addressed this one in the capital, Tehran. Many of those killed were Revolutionary Guards, the sword and shield of clerical rule since Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution. There was no claim of responsibility. Foreign Minister Javad Zarif blamed regional terror sponsors, which would usually refer to Iran's regional enemies Saudi Arabia and Israel, and their U.S. backers. He pledged a decisive response.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Charles Grassley has given the woman who has accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault until 2:30 this afternoon to decide if she will testify next week. The newspaper reported that Grassley sent an email to Christine Blasley Ford's lawyers that said that the Senate panel absolutely must hear by 2:30 p.m. about Ford's decision. The Senate committee had given Ford until 10 p.m. Friday to make a decision, but her lawyer asked for a one-day extension just minutes before the Friday deadline. The death toll has risen to 167, and one survivor was reportedly rescued Saturday from the ferry boat that capsized in Tanzania's Lake Victory Thursday. Officials there continued their search inside the overturned vessel for third day Saturday as an investigation into the mishap got underway. Search teams spent the day pulling bodies from the boat, which sank. Amid speculation, it was overcrowded as 4 days of mourning began for victims. This is VOA News. Pope Francis will seek to praise Baltic citizens, while Russia concerns remain. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Lithuania, Latvia and Estonia, each with ethnic Russian minorities, are also in lockstep in sounding alarms about Moscow's military manoeuvres in the Baltic Sea area following Russia's 2014 annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula and its support of separatists in eastern Ukraine. The Vatican, however, has been loath to openly criticise Moscow or its powerful Orthodox Church. While seeking to avoid offence, Francis will likely praise the sacrifices of those who fought for independence a century ago during Russia's revolution and suffered again during Soviet rule. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Brazilian police have arrested a Lebanese man whom the United States suspects is one of the major financial backers of Hezbollah, the Lebanese militant group. Assad Ahmad Barakat was arrested Friday in the Brazilian city of Foz. The town is situated in the so-called tri-border area where Brazil, Argentina, and Paraguay converge. The area has long been known as a haven for smugglers, traffickers, and counterfeiters. U.S. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has commented on allegations reported in the New York Times that he suggested President Trump be secretly recorded or removed from office. AP's Eric Tucker.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has denied that this took place. He has said it's untrue and inaccurate, and he's referred to anonymous sources who have their own agenda. But I should also note the Justice Department did issue a statement from somebody who was in the room saying, I do remember the remark. It did happen, but it was obviously meant in a sarcastic way.
And the comments came in response to a story published in the Times saying Rosenstein made the suggestions and the spring of 2017 during upheaval over the firing of FBI Director James Comey. China has canceled trade talks with the United States. This is following Washington's imposition of new tariffs on Chinese goods. The Wall Street Journal reports that China had planned to send the Vice Premier Liu to Washington next week for the talks, but has now canceled his trip along with that of a mid-level delegation that was to precede him. Earlier Friday, a senior White House official said the U.S. was optimistic about finding a way forward in trade talks with China. The official told reporters at the White House that China must come to the table in a meaningful way for there to be progress on the trade dispute. And again, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Charles Grassley has now given the woman who has accused a Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, of sexual assault until 2:30, that is 2.5 hours away, this Saturday to decide whether she'll testify. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.